Good morning, this is Ralph Jensen. I am the editor-in-chief of Security Products Magazine. This morning we have the opportunity to visit with Rafi Bonker, the Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Orsys. Orsys is a pioneer in the field of situation management, a new holistic approach to optimizing situation planning, response, and analysis. Its product, Situator, is a security and safety situation management software for integrated control rooms. Situator creates an environment where all current and future technologies, people, and actionable procedures are fused into a unified control and management platform. Good morning, Rafi. Thank you for joining us today.
Nice to be with you, Ralph.
Appreciate you joining us from Israel. I have a handful of questions for you, talking about situation management. Let's just begin with, what is situation management?
Well, situation management is really a new approach that coordinates people, alerting sources, and response actions together. In the security and safety business, people are always part of the equation. And really what's crucial about situation management is fusing all these three into a single environment.
Rafi, what led Orsys to provide such a solution?
Well, a couple of things. Orsys has expertise in the area of integration and also mobility. And the years of experience that we have in this area led us to investigate and research this area. And we noticed that many of our potential customers out there were having a problem, especially since 9/11 and the numerous technologies that have been introduced to try to connect all these different systems together. Turns out that many of these systems have are independent, work with their own proprietary protocols and standards, and are difficult to interconnect. One of our design partners, the Israeli Air Force, was one of our, is one of the first customers we worked with, and they had 15 different systems that they were working with in their control rooms. They had a requirement because they realized that having a defense or a sabotage to an aircraft in the ground could be a major PR event for them. And therefore, we're looking for a system to get and have interoperability between the different systems so that they were able to provide a common operating view for the awareness from coming in from these different systems. And that's what we did with them, and then took them also to a further level by not just providing them a common operating picture with all these different systems and a single graphical interface, but also putting in all their plans, their response plans, so individuals could respond to the appropriate event based on the trigger that took place.
What are the demands and challenges in the market today that require a situation management solution?
Well, the two areas are the following. The two main areas, I should say, just like the example I gave you before with the Israeli Air Force, we have to date, many more customers, both in the domestic U.S. and internationally, that have similar issues with multiple systems that are not interoperable, and therefore requires some kind of integration together. Integration in of itself is very expensive, and having a platform that can easily, with pre-created drivers, or we call them gateways, connect to these different systems and translate their protocols into a common protocol so that you can see a awareness picture, a common awareness picture in a single graphical image, is very vital. And the other is that regulations, rules, regulations, policies, and procedures of companies and organizations are growing, and to be able to map these as response procedures onto a single platform is also very important, and companies are becoming much more proactive with regards to their security applications, which are IT applications for that matter, and having a common platform to enable this is key.
Rafi, what are the vertical markets that find the situation management solution necessary for their everyday security operation?
Well, as companies are becoming more proactive with security and safety, there are many verticals that situation management is appropriate for. Although I must say at this early part of the game, situation management is initially adopted by the early adopters in the larger organizations. Therefore, we have organizations in many different verticals. So the most common verticals, I should say, are the verticals of the federal and state, transportation, energy, petrochemical, and the corporate marketplace.
You know, oftentimes we look down the road to try and guess or estimate what's going to happen. What do you foresee the use of this solution over the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years?
Well, that's very interesting, and we definitely think three things are going to happen. I think hardware, the endpoints, the edge devices, the cameras, the access control, the different sensors and so on that are out there, these will become commodities down the road. So you would be able to very easily acquire the endpoint devices, the edge devices, to connect to your network in an organization, in a corporation. So one, hardware will become commodity. Secondly, it will be interoperable, meaning that they would have common standards. Over the years, some standards will develop and protocols, so that it will be easy to have interoperability between these different devices, which are commodity. And the third is that once you have this platform of common devices and so on that are interoperable, you will be able to have applications, and applications will develop which would enable an organization to really take care of a situation or deal with situation management as an area that takes care of the well-being of any organization, regardless of whether it is a security threat, a safety threat, or any other threat, routine or emergency.
Rafi, thank you for your time today. We appreciate the update on situation management. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.